This is VOA News. At VOA Remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Search and rescue operations entered day six Tuesday in Surfside, Florida, in the rubble of the partially collapsed apartment building that came down on Thursday. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava told reporters Tuesday, quote, "We have people waiting and waiting and waiting for news. We have them coping with the news that they might not have their loved ones come out alive. That's still hope against hope that they will. This is the kind of information that is just excruciating for everyone." So far, 11 people are confirmed to have died, with another 150 still reported as missing in what authorities are calling a search and rescue operation, despite no one being found alive since just hours after the 12-floor, 156-unit tower collapsed last Thursday. The White House announced Tuesday that President Joe Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden will visit the scene on Thursday. Rescue teams reportedly were working around the clock, slowly picking through the rubble and twisted metal using dog teams, cranes, and infrared scanners. Published reports have indicated that there had been warnings regarding the structural integrity of the building long before the collapse. Local, state, and federal officials at the news briefing all promised a thorough investigation into the cause of the building's structural failure. The United States House of Representatives is expected to vote this week on a new committee to investigate the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. As proposed, the new committee would have 13 members and the power to subpoena the witnesses, according to legislation released by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The effort comes after Senate Republicans blocked the formation of an independent bipartisan commission to probe the attack, in which hundreds of former President Donald Trump's supporters violently broke into the Capitol building. This is VOA News.